So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So back to when we saw Caleb leaving the field.
That right ankle just kind of gives out on him. He did get up. He was kind of walking a little bit with a limp, but he was frustrated. Yeah, he's talking to his coaches right there. Clearly didn't agree with maybe one of the calls. I'm not sure. He's frustrated. That went on for a while, though. I'm sure he's calmed down by now. JT Barrett, his quarterback coach, over there with him.
Highlight courtesy of Prime. By the way, the numbers are in. Big Ant, you work in television. I think even you will be a little surprised at the number of Bears-Packers guy.
Yeah.
31.6 mil.
Oh.
Yeah. 31.6 million viewers.
Good heavens.
Good heavens. That is like title game type numbers stuff.
On Prime?
Yeah. Well, Prime, and also remember, is broadcast locally
here
on
Fox 32. Yeah, but in my mind, I guess I would have thought the streaming audience would perhaps dampen it a bit. It apparently did not at all.
No, it did not. And I was telling Spies, because Spies did the post-game show over at Fox. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's say that 90% of the audience leaves and does whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That still leaves millions of people who are going to watch you on the post-game. So if I'm being conservative.
Well, it wasn't. Like, the Fox 32 broadcast wasn't national.
No, but, yeah. but still. But
if there's a lot of people watching,
that, the Chicago market made up a lot of that audience.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, there's going to be like a million people watching you on the post game show. He's
right?
Like, yeah. That's right. Exactly. So we did see Caleb get after his teammates a little bit. What did you think of it?
So I liked it. I think a lot of these things are within reason, but since we haven't seen him do that much, if at all, but my interpretation of that, and you know, obviously whether it's Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Philip Rivers, like a bunch of the all-time greats, didn't mind getting after their teammates a little bit on the sideline, and it was a game, of course, of immense consequence, exceptional gravity, because your season ends if you're not on point and you don't come out with that dub. And some of the early miscues, and frankly, it's kind of back-to-back weeks of some offensive miscues that I would imagine both Caleb and Ben Johnson may be a bit frustrated with. But what that said to me was, we're seeing a version of Caleb that's more in like full mission control command of the Bears offense, knowing exactly where he is supposed to be, where his teammates are expected to be, what are the adjustments that need to be made within the play itself. And to have some of those moments play out where, a first half on offense that wasn't leading to points consistently, and seeing that Green Bay is constantly moving the ball and is starting to create some separation between them and the Bears, then the urgency was certainly there for Caleb. And I like seeing it. And, you know, it didn't look to me like, you know, a sideline, like what we see from the Philadelphia Eagles, where constantly they're yelling at each other, jawing at each other, and very kind of aggressively looking upset at each other. But it can be hard to sort of interpret the volume, the body language, the demeanor, the scowls that are there, because it's just a really intense environment on an NFL sideline. But it looked to me like a guy who was exhorting his teammates to know exactly what they were supposed to be doing, make corrections that were there in the moment. And, you know, again, we haven't seen a bunch of examples of Caleb just going off on guys on the sideline. So that to me looked like a young quarterback displaying a lot more command of the environment, of the offense, and of the expectations for he and his teammates.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's interesting to me because I think that there's a growth part of it, and I think some of it is just the amount of games. Like, we haven't talked about this, I think, enough. Caleb's played every game, which is kind of amazing
right, for
a quarterback in this day and age to play every game.
Especially considering his style of play.
Correct.
Where he's running around, his body's contorted at all these odd angles. He'll hold the ball and almost wait for a defender to hit him so he can have every millimoment possible to make a decision. So he does take some impact. Not usually big crushing hits, but it's an athletic game that Caleb plays.
And last year, he's walking in. It's him in Rome. But basically, he walked into a veteran-led team.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, I'll just figure this whole thing out. But now, him and Rome, same draft class. Colston Loveland's younger than him. Kyle Manunga is younger than him. Luther Burden is younger than him. Less experienced than him. So now there are at least guys on the team where Caleb can actually be like, no, I'm the upperclassman here. Mm-hmm. I kind of have an idea. Along with, of course, being the quarterback
right, of
the team. And I think now he's got some backup too. Like he's got Joe Tooney and Drew Dahlman to be there to kind of help him in adjudicating that stuff. So I don't have a big problem with it. I don't usually mind guys showing emotion on the sideline as long as it.
You're in a situation of conflict during a football game. Physical and mental conflict is constantly going on there. So emotions are going to run hot. You know, the volume is going to be ramped up that much more in a playoff game, even over what it is during a regular season game. And for Caleb as the quarterback, like at the Detroit game, you know, at the end of the regular season, he was getting on Durham Smythe, it looked like it a couple of times there. And he's a veteran player. There's trust that's been established there between those two. And I haven't seen him get on DJ Moore per se, that type of thing, when they haven't been on the same page, but that's all right. I don't think necessarily everybody's interaction with the quarterback is going to be exactly the same.
Yeah, it's not going to be equal.
Yeah, but he's at a point in this season, at a point in his now young still career, where he has also earned that right to get on teammates, not only because he makes plays, but because they know he puts the work in to be as prepared as possible. And Ben Johnson has constantly pointed that out and talked about his young quarterback, that he is in there putting the work in there one-on-one, there with the full offense. He's doing all the stuff with the team. He's getting extra time in after practice. So Caleb is ready to know exactly what's going on. And now we're seeing the actual execution of the job picking up as well. But, you know, that's earned with the guys in the locker room because they know he's put the work in.
It's like Alex. Is now running around here yelling at people, you know, making sure the gets done. That's sort of, now that he's comfortable.
Yeah.
Like he got, it was a little while, I was like, oh, no, guys, whatever you want. Mm. And now it's like, no, whatever I want. Right? So and I think that's
my
fine.
Show. Yeah, it allows you to become a menace, right? That's how it works.
A straight up menace.
That is exactly how it works. Our guy, Jalen Johnson, Jalen Johnson, if you're Mark Grody, he was on Club Shay Shay. And remember, whether it's me and Big Ant or me and Matt Bowen, and we've been talking about how Jalen just doesn't look quite right. Well, he told Uncle Shay and Uncle Ocho that is the case.
So initially, I tore my adductor. So it's with all those things kind of connected from the adductor going into the pelvic and then from the core going into the pelvic. Once you kind of tear one, you kind of more likely going to tear the other one. So in Detroit, I end up tearing pretty much the core part of that connection. And then naturally, I had some damage leaking to my other side. So I really got both sides repaired, groin and core.
Mm. Wow. So you good now, though, huh?
Yeah. I mean, as far as my surgery injury goes, but it's the rehab is almost never ending, almost for about a year. Because, I mean, all the scar tissue builds up. And being in the position that I'm in, sliding, moving lateral.
Yeah,
So it's been tough on me, honestly, because it's like when you know you can't move how you normally move, you start overcompensating. Now your mind is messed up. And now you're like, man, do I got it? What am I? So now it's for me, that's really what I was fighting the first 3-4 weeks. I mean, being in pain, taking damn numbing shots and for the games to be able to go. I mean, it's really been a lot. I've been it's been some stuff. And people are like, oh man, Jalen's not healthy. You damn right I'm not all the way healthy. But I think really just for me, just continue to attack the rehab. I just got off the massage table a few hours ago. So just trying to just continue to give myself the best chance to win. But I'm looking forward to a full offseason to get really healthy. And it's funny because it's that's why I'm glad I'm not on social media. Because, I don't see it. I just kind of hear it from my people that are on it. But it's just, for me, it's I know what I'm going through. And it's realistically, I shouldn't even have came back when I came back. Took every measure to try to push my body, push myself. And it's all y'all see is, oh, yeah, Jalen's not healthy. It's but Jalen's also still giving the team the best chance to win, regardless of me being healthy or not. But, for me, I ain't worried about it. At the end of the day, I know what I can do, and I know I'm getting better. And you can see it on the tape. So, at the end of the day, that's all I can ask for.
So we pretty much nailed it when talking about Jalen Johnson. It's a little early for him to come back. He's not quite himself, but he has a chance to play on a winning team and took that opportunity to go out there and be helpful.
And you know who is of a similar status with that? Varying degrees of their, importance on the roster, investment from the team. Braxton Jones being the opening day starter at left tackle in a contract year, was Braxton Jones laying it on the line for the Chicago Bears? And it wasn't going well early in the season. And, Braxton Jones wasn't one of the top left tackles in the sport already. But then for him to very expediently rush back to be as ready as he could be for the opening game and to start the first few of the season and not look like a healthy version of himself, I would hope a lot of credit from folks at Hallis Hall and on the team and teammates recognizing what he was willing to do. And we'll see, like we referenced earlier, now he's set to come off of injured reserve and provide at least some depth to the left tackle position for the Bears. But that was not a healthy Braxton Jones. And he came back so quickly from a really radical injury to his foot. And, you know, I don't think it's going to necessarily alter the career trajectory, you know, because he's had a lot of film out there as a starter, but he came back really quickly and started a few games. And now, you know, he's been out of the lineup the bulk of the season. And who knows? They may actually need him here if this playoff run continues.
Is that a drone outside, Big Ant? You see those red and green lights there flashing?
Yeah.
I think that's a drone.
I think it's a spaceship.
Okay. Either way, we know that Doug Buffone saw a spaceship once, so it wouldn't be surprising that Big Ant saw one.
Hovering right there looking at us, too.
Yeah. It is.
A drone delay.
No, we're not going to delay it, but it is interesting to see one that's like just hovering.
I saw your eyes like kind of perk up and notice something over my shoulder. I was a little bit worried, but I figured you'd tell me if I needed a duck.
I hope that's not like spying on somebody's
window. It's going. It's moving now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.